work. Maybe you're born with it. Probably not. I'm 60. 60.
Was that helpful?
No.
It's a minute after 5 o'clock. There was a photo of Bernie at one of his rallies, a term very loosely applied here because there were like two dozen people in a tent with him.
Okay.
Trump still packs the house. People still line up for days. Take a look at this store. This is a store in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And all it is Trump gear. And it's huge. It's like the size of a sporting goods store. And they have flags and banners and caps and, God, anything you can think of that would have Trump's name on it. It is the Trump store. So, how come the lefties haven't bombed it or, you know, protested it or done something, you know, violent? Maybe the store owners made it pretty clear that that won't be tolerated. I'm going to guess. That's just amazing that there is a store with that much paraphernalia in it. All for Trump. Thanks to Jimmy P., a listener in San Antonio, Texas, for sending that to us. It is a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock. We will be at the pizza place in an hour welcoming our guest tonight. This is introductory, and we're going to be doing things with the pizza place from time to time, but it was an open invitation. And we asked folks who would like to join us. So Jeff, Angela, Angie, and guest, Terry, Marie, Teresa, Redheaded Savage, and Martha and Lady Jane are going to be there tonight. Woo! Introducing themselves to really excellent pizza. And I want to thank Emily Hayes for doing some good preliminary groundwork on the pizza place and relaying to us just how excellent it was.
I've had their pizza before. It's very, very good.
It is 3 minutes after 5 o'clock. Is it time to go to the traffic dungeon yet?
Yeah, I think so. I just got a call that there's a distressed vehicle being followed by a police cruiser going west on Atlanta Highway right past Taylor Road.
A distressed vehicle?
Yeah, it looks like they got their flashers on or something. I don't know if it's causing a lot of backup, but there's already police on the scene. So.
Okay, later this hour we'll have today's edition of Stupid News. Let's see what Jeff has got.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you through this afternoon traffic, and right now it looks great out on the roadways. We don't have any accidents or big slowdowns. It's busy on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. I-85 is starting to slow down around the interchange, but there's no big hang-ups at this point. Let's just be careful as we get onto the house this afternoon. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch, then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Have you seen a story that claims this past July was the hottest July ever recorded? I have not seen that anywhere, but NPR supposedly said that today. We've been recording temperatures for about 175 years. In fact, we've had records that were set back in before the 1900s in this town that have yet to be broken. Heat records. So what was the explanation for that? Was anybody running around screaming about climate change? It's amazing how they just continue to pound this stuff. And I feel sorry for the people that get sucked in because now they think the world's going to end in 12 years, except when 12 years goes by, we'll get a reprieve and we'll get 12 more. Well, we missed on our first estimate, but we still need to tax you at 90% because climate change. It's just such crapola. Brant McDonald's going to join us in a little bit, and we'll get his take on the market today. Thankfully, yesterday it dropped about 700. It was up over 3 today. Let's see if that is going to be the beginning of a trend. Or he has the backstory on why money moves the way it does. If you're interested in getting great furniture, and I mean, I'm talking about choosing from a vast selection. I'd never been to Kaiser Fine Furniture. Larry Stevens recommended it. So Roz and I went over there because we needed another recliner for the house. And Man, we found, not only did we find one, we had about half a dozen different choices before, after numerous sitting experience, finally pick one out that fits the decor, that rocks and spins, and the dogs love it. I mean, it's really for them. They're the ones that like to hop up and, you know, find something they can nestle into. I mean, isn't that really a big part of why we do everything in our homes? How's this going to impact the doggies? Let me add this. Not only did we get the chair, but it didn't impact our budget. We got such a price. Now, this is kind of a revelation to me, Kaiser. I'd never been there before. And it's easy to find. You just take 231 north or south. There, if you're going north, just before you get to the aw shucks, they're there on the right. It's not an imposing building, but it is big. And you will have plenty of choices, and they have some amazing discounts during their red-hot summer sale. Try them. Kaiser Fine Furniture. You can also look them up on Facebook, where you'll find photos and of their inventory and so forth, and some of the deals that they're making this summer. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 507.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama NAACP, ACLU Alabama, and Alabama Coalition of Immigrant Justice and other organizations will join together to hold voting rights vigils across the state. The purpose is to draw attention to the voter suppression that's happening across the country in the form of voter ID laws, gerrymandering, and voter purges. It was the first day of school for Montgomery Public Schools today. Officials remind drivers to be extra cautious and patient and pay close attention when on the roadways with extra traffic and buses. They're also reminding parents there's already an MPS app with info tailored to your child's school and a new app launching soon to track your kid's bus route. Today is also National Night Out. Tonight, over 40 neighborhoods in Montgomery will host a block party or cookout. It's a night for the community to come together with neighbors and police to get to know each other and help make neighborhoods safer. I'm Ellis Askew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Well, hi, everybody. I can't rule out a few widely scattered storms for the next few hours until the storms fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, some more school systems will begin sessions. High temperatures will be in the middle 90s. The heat index will be near or above 100 with widely separated, mainly afternoon and evening storms. Not many to go around. Then on Friday, not much change. Heat index near the 105 danger range with a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hello, handsome!
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
And that's what I'm going to do here at 5:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM as we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Brent. What a difference a day makes.
Yeah, this is usually what happens, when you get in a little skirmish like this. You know, it's interesting. I got to thinking about this. This is kind of like, two big guys that are jawing off at each other, you know. They're not quite in a fist fight, but, you know, they start shouting at each other. Mm. Then it gets heated. Then they start shoving on each other. And then one swings and the other one swings back. And that's kind of about where we are right now. Mm-hmm. And that's about the best analogy I can come up with. And the thing about it is what helped us out today is, you know, everyone out there, including myself, you know, looking at around 8 o'clock Central Time to try to figure out, has China altered, their currency peg again? And last night they did not. They didn't alter it. As a matter of fact, it improved slightly. And I think what they were doing was just trying to send a little bit of a message, you know, that, hey, we're prepared to fight. And but that's a dangerous move on their part, too, man. I got to tell you. I mean, it really is. I mean, they're already seeing money really start to pour out of the country. It's going other places. It's coming into America and even other emerging markets nearby, Vietnam, Taiwan, Thailand. I just got a feeling, you know, this is probably going to get worse before it gets better. They've been trying to negotiate, obviously. We've seen this going on now for over a year. And they haven't made much progress. And, I mean, let's face it, they really haven't. And so we'll see what happens. I'm expecting a lot more volatility for the rest of this month. We're prepared for that, as I said yesterday. But today there wasn't a whole lot said. You know, we didn't get many comments out of the White House. We didn't get many comments out of China and out of their team. So, and all in all, there weren't any sort of major movements one way or the other behind the scenes that would spook markets. So
right.
I think people kind of settled down. But I think clearly right now there's the trend is probably sideways to down until we get a little bit better visibility and things settle down. You know,
the question at this point is maybe the fact that there were no cues. Here's the thing I think that we need to get out of the table, and that is China doesn't give a damn about their citizens, right?
No.
They don't. They're a government. Their citizens literally are not free, and not, certainly not in the way we are, at least for the time being. And so they don't care if devaluing their currency makes life worse for people. How could it be any worse if you're under communist rule anyway? So they can play these games because they don't care one way or the other how it impacts Chinese citizens. We can't work that way. And so that's why if there's this brewing bar fight, I like the metaphor for that.
Yeah.
You know, they've got weapons that we wouldn't use, mainly their own people, because they don't care. They just don't care.
No, they don't care, but they also, I do believe this. I do believe that it's in their interest not to see riots in the streets, not to see social unrest. Also to protect and somewhat control their own economic outcomes, particularly on a short-term basis. I'll tell you from where I sit, you know, even a year ago, I remember coming on the show and talking about, man, some of these indicators we're seeing that are related to China, and particularly in credit in China, were just extremely troublesome. Those have not improved. If anything, they've gotten worse. And I just don't think that they're in much of a negotiating position here. Now, they want to be. They're trying to be. But the United States has a much stronger economy at this point than China does, by far. I mean, it's not even close. And I have to stress that. A lot of the data sometimes that we get out of China is not even accurate. And I think people always have to remember, and you really pointed this out just a second ago, is that this is a communist country we're dealing with. Prior administrations, prior Congresses did deals with China. This has been going on now for over 25 years, and so many violations have taken place, and Trump has finally been the one that is going to step up and say, you know, we're going to defend American economic interest. This is going to stop, and I'm going to be the guy to make it stop. And I do think he's the perfect guy to try to make it stop. The thing is, it's not going to be fun, though, and that's the key takeaway. All we have to do is look at markets whenever this trade negotiation flares up, like it did yesterday. It's not very fun. It creates a little anxiety and a little bit of unease. But, you know, if you're a long-term investor, which is what we are here, we try to do two things. We try to manage risk, particularly for the vast majority of our clients who, you know, particularly those who are retired, you know. You have to do things to stabilize their portfolios when you're making distributions out of retirement accounts and other things, and prevent a sharp sell-off, because that can be problematic. So we're really mindful of that. But if you're a long-term investor and you're accumulating wealth, especially, and you haven't retired, then you've just got to ride through it. And if you accumulate cash and you want to invest, you take advantage of opportunities within your risk profile. And that's what these situations create. And you never want to go in full guns a-blazing. You have to be patient. You have to just sort of sit back and watch, nibble along the way. But I do think at some point this is going to get resolved. It's got to get resolved. China can't afford to go toe-to-toe with us, and it's just not going to be in their best interest, and that's the bottom line. And I will tell you, Larry Kudlow did a great interview this morning, and I was really excited to see him on the air and to listen to what he had to say, and he articulated this quite well. He said, you know, from what we see, there are literally tens of hundreds of billions of dollars, U.S. dollars, that are leaving China, leaving the Pacific Rim and coming to America because of this. You know, this fear that if they're going to use their currency in a currency war to fight a trade war, you know, devaluing their currency, yeah, sure, it may offset the tariffs a little bit, but man, is it going to hurt them in a major way long term. It really will. And so this fight, I think, has to take place. It has to get done. I saw a businessman who was interviewed and was talking about this, and I think he had several companies that he did business that he had in China. He's relocated them to other emerging economies just outside the border. And he was articulating and explaining just one example. He said, you know, China will get upset with you, take you to court in a U.S. court, force you to disclose or bring forward your intellectual property. And then once it's disclosed, they'll take that, take it back home and steal it and use it in their home country to duplicate your own IP. You can't go into China and get the same sort of justice that you can in America. That's a problem. That's just one little example of the kind of stuff that's been going on. And so anyway, I think this is a fight that has to take place. It's just that it's going to be painful from time to time as we move through it.
Brent, we appreciate the take. It's amazing. And this is why we suggest to folks that you can only feel fear where you don't have knowledge. This is what we get every day at this time from Brent. the backstory behind numbers that, you know, with the shrieking media looking to spin this 17 ways from Sunday, it's always good to go to the source who knows and can digest it and present it to us in a way we can understand. Those are the kind of people you want helping you build your financial future. And that's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. So may I suggest you pick up the phone, call 387-0094. Make an appointment to sit down, meet Brandt and the incredible team of people there. It is such an impressive group. And then when there's news, like a day like yesterday, you have somebody you can call and say, what's going on? And they can give you answers. Describe your goals. Really, that first session is all about you and where you want to be down the road. And they can help you get there. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we'll look forward to tomorrow. Hopefully, it's another good day. Maybe we'll get surprised.
Yep. You never know. This is a headline-driven market, and it's 24/7.
Yes. Yeah. We were getting the futures this morning during the show.
So yeah, they were all over the place. Crazy, man. Through the night, and then this morning up, and it is just, but that's what you get. That's the way it goes in situations like this.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Down to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and boy, we have a busy day in traffic. We have lots of cars on the boulevard. Please be careful. It's crowded around the Troy Highway from Vaughn Road to the interstate and then from the Atlanta Highway to the Wetumpka Highway on the boulevard. Traffic on the interstates is moving along pretty well. There is a big slowdown when you reach the interchange on I-85 southbound, so be careful there. And the 31s look pretty good. There's some traffic jams going into Prattville and into Wetumpka, so just be careful as you head home. If your ride is dirty, a professional and awesome detail job is as simple as calling Slim at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, 272-7147. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark, direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road. Thank you.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, what up, man?
How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. With a man.
to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled up on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier, but you know what I say. Everybody's getting something. Sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that.
Everybody's
got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes something wrong. There's a story about Marcus. He's working for the man. Works super long hours. Does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle. Threw a fit and caused a scandal. Broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out, so we protested. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
Everybody's getting something.
Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What, you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'ma tell you something about it. He hit somebody with that slate. Don't like to talk about it. Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
How old are you?
30. I'll be 31 December 1st.
By the way, this is News Talk 93.1.
Covering all the latest and most important stories.
Like Joey's birthday. Now, the reason I have a reason for asking. They have determined that the age where your sense of adventure peaks is 34. So you got like a little over three years left.
Yeah, really, four. I'm feeling adventurous lately.
Good.
I'm going to take some risks. Probably going to piss some people off. And good riddance.
You know what? This is a risk-reward world. That's kind of what Brant was talking about today.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, you know, because I went, I think I hit the zenith of my adventurousness right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I look back and I realize all the stuff I did to get where I wanted to go, it scares the hell out of me. I wouldn't do it today.
Yeah, you went to a whole other city.
Didn't know anybody.
Completely different part of the country.
I only knew one thing. It was going to work. And that was kind of like the foundation for everything. But when I look back on it, I realize all the good luck I had to have to make it work.
Well, and it didn't start off great.
No.
The stories you tell about the dog frog and...
The dog frog and
your mob boss.
Bob Bell with the bad teeth and the bad cheap suit, pinstripe.
And Wendy.
The whore.
Yeah. Takes all types, though. Different strokes for different folks.
May she rest in peace.
Yes. Wait, she's dead?
I think.
Wow, Greg. Anyway, back to adventurousness.
Let's put it this way. It would be a miracle if she weren't. But I don't even remember her. Well, maybe I do remember her last name.
No, don't. No, we can do this after. Don't do this on air. What, you know, the buttery one calls us in. So what did y'all cover at 5:30 this afternoon? Well, Greg was looking up some old whore.
No, I think... I remember her last name, and I could be... Oh, looks like she got married. I can tell you right now, this is her. She's alive! She's alive! And not bad, huh?
Yeah. I have to really put on the, like, way back machine glasses, but fair enough. Not bad.
Yeah, I don't think that's... But that's her.
Yeah.
So now you know. Now you can put a face to the story. And I'm not putting that face on Facebook.
No. No, that would be just...
That would be rude. That would
be unseemly.
Plus, even if I did... Here's the Wendy I've been referring to in my storytelling for my South Florida days. Everything you that would tag her, right?
Yeah, and she's probably a different person, just like you're a different person.
Mostly.
Yeah, I mean, some things don't change.
But I reacted that way because I have not seen that face in a long time. A long, long time. Now, the lady, Dave Lawrence, I've seen him more recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2003. So anyway, you're more adventurous. You reach the zenith of your adventuresomeness at age 34.
Though I feel a little stunted. Seriously.
Your adventure growth has been stunted?
Yeah. Ever since, I think this happens with tragedy ever since, you know, the death.
Yeah.
I've become very, it's not a joke. I have become more hermetical where I do work. I have a pretty standard routine, and I feel good once I get out of that routine, but it's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
To go and do that.
I think that makes a lot of sense that an event like that in your life could absolutely bring you. See, because when you're sailing through life at 34, when I look at in the grand scheme of things, is probably in many ways the best year of my life.
Wait, that was your peak?
No.
You said the best year. I mean, you can't have multiple best years. You could have peaks and troughs and, you know, reach a higher summit after. Isn't language fun?
Yeah, of course. Like I was saying, 34.
One of the best years of your life.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of ways. I mean... Because you got to remember what's important at 34. What do you really want to do? And when you have it all going for you, and I did, I had it all.
I was a good looking guy. I used to get all the remotes at the radio station.
Yeah.
I drove a Corvette and I made a ton of money, and I could take dames and their games wherever I wanted to go.
Dames, huh?
Yes, dames.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because just felt like being provocative. So anyway, age 34, you got 3 years. And then you start measuring risk differently.
Well, I know what's on my mind all the time. Does that change?
No. Here's the worst news. It won't change when you're 44.
Oh, no.
It won't change when you're 54.
This is not good.
And it won't change when you're 64. If you think that the aging process... No. It's like... Now, God has created us so that we, unless we're using really major fertility drugs or going through in vitro and all that kind of stuff, we kind of stop reproducing at a certain age. But the practice runs continue.
Mm-hmm.
The desire, as Jimmy Carter once said, the lust in his heart. Sorry, that's just...
Doesn't go away.
And... I'll be dead.
But okay.
I want you to remember what I told you today on this August the 6th, 2019. I gave you a real life lesson.
That the desire doesn't subside with age.
So, right, because I don't want you to react like I did when I realized...
Holy cow.
This doesn't stop. 5:35 on News Talk 93.1. I certainly hope that this has been helpful.
No.
Anybody?
No.
All right. 34, peak adventure time.
So what are your thoughts on the latest gun control politics?
It's the same crap. I just posted a story on Facebook. Guess how many people were shot in Chicago this past weekend? Almost the same number that were shot between El Paso and Dayton.
Yeah.
Except it happens every week.
Right.
This isn't a day. It happens every week, but because they don't all happen at the same time, and because it happens in a city that's run and controlled by Democrats, the media could care less. And guess what? It's been happening in the same frickin' places it was happening when I lived there. So, for whatever reason, people are comfortable reelecting the same people to perpetuate the same problems. And that, I think, is a 53 shots, 7 fatally, in a city with the toughest gun laws. And I got news for you. If Kamala Harris, does, remember, I'm working on that letter, her, the one that says, "Dear fascist bitch."
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say fascist bitch real fast 5 times.
Especially when you're talking to your teeth. I'll show your teeth.
That's when the Civil War starts. Because the Second Amendment is there to protect us from fascist bitches like that.
Yeah, and I mean, talking
She's going to send the police to take your weapons away.
I'm talking to good even luck. Democrats, good luck with that. I mean, a lot of Democrats don't even want to do that. They realize...
No, they want to leave us absolutely defenseless against the bad guys. Background checks my ass. She can kiss my ass. 537 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is ready to take care of the comfort of you and your family and protect it. A Clark's Club membership gets you 2 annual tune-ups to your system, the guarantee of priority service if something goes wrong. You know, you feel kind of friendless on a hot summer day when you come home, it's the end of the business day, and your house, obviously the AC is off. So what do? You call 277-2125, and urgent care service from Clark's will be dispatched to fix the problem quickly. And that's what you want to hear. It's almost inevitable that you'll have a day like that at some point. So team up with Clark so you know you've got coverage. 277-2125. And their team of plumbers, too. I was lucky. My water heater busted in the afternoon. But sometimes it may bust in the middle of the night. You need somebody to help you with that. That's priority service from Clark's. 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really outstanding people, call them. Or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and it's still awful busy out on the roadways. Please be careful on the boulevard. It looks like police are directing traffic at the boulevard and Young Barn Road due to a traffic light out in that vicinity. We also see an accident at Forest Avenue and 2nd Street, so if you're in that area, be careful. Both I-65 and I-85 have a lot of traffic this afternoon. Expect to slow down as you approach the downtown area on 85 South, and you might see a little slowdown around the Northern Boulevard as you head north on I-65, so be careful. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Hi, I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. It was the first day of school for Montgomery Public Schools today. Officials remind drivers to be extra cautious and patient and pay close attention when on the roadways with extra traffic and buses. They're also reminding parents there's already an MPS app with info tailored to your child's school and a new app launching soon to track your kid's bus route. Today is also National Night Out. Tonight, over 40 neighborhoods in Montgomery will host a block party or cookout. It's a night for the community to come together with neighbors and police to get to know each other and help make neighborhoods safer. The Alabama NAACP, ACLU Alabama, and Alabama Coalition of Immigrant Justice and other organizations will join together to hold voting rights vigils across the state. The purpose is to draw attention to the voter suppression that's happening across the country in the form of voter ID laws, gerrymandering, and voter purges. I'm Ella Seskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I can't rule out a few widely scattered storms for the next few hours until the storms fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, some more school systems will begin sessions. High temperatures will be in the middle 90s. The heat index will be near or above 100 with widely separated, mainly afternoon and evening storms. Not many to go around. Then on Friday, not much change. Heat index near the 105 danger range with a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. The temperature's soaring, the sweat it is pouring down the crack in my rear. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My lawn, it is toasting. The old folks are roasting. Don't leave them out in the heat. And it sure is not pretty when your crotch gets all sweaty and perfectly shrink wraps your meat. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My yard, it needs wetting. That fat guy is sweating. What's he doing here? It's the most uncomfortable time of the year.
It is 5:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Welcoming to the microphone, he's going to be doing the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Yes, we call him 84 on this show still.
Yes.
I'm kind of nervous. I don't like talking in front of a microphone.
He's also somewhat
picked up on that.
Full of crap at times, folks.
BS. That's the guest mic, and I just plugged it into the BS detector. Right. I don't normally keep it plugged in because suppose we have an esteemed guest come in and it goes off. That would be rude.
So I'm not esteemed? I think that's what I just heard, Greg.
I think you have a sense of humor is what I think. But, you know, you spend a lot of time outdoors, right?
Yes. Love it.
I don't want you to be offended by this. But I'm
it's hard to offend me, Mr. Greg.
I'm going to make an observation. And it's simply, it's not an insult, but you are the same color as a basic Baumhauer's wing. That same golden crispy, really. If there was ranch dressing on that side of the console, I would want to push your head into it.
You are so racist.
That's right. You're too
You're brown. A wingophobe.
You're too brown also, for me, man. Get out of here.
And also a bit self-hating. I mean, coming from a guy who's perpetually sun-kissed after living in South Florida for all those years.
Have you seen that Walgreens commercial? And they show a sequence of people sitting down in front of a camera, 5 or 6, various races, including brown people, which I really hate. No. And then they show them coming back, and they have this filter that shows them the sun damage, and they look like monsters. And people don't realize what that looks like under that ultralight, whatever it is they use to determine. I think you should go to Walgreens and take that test. No, I told you. I went to see a dermatologist here because I had to have one of these things. See that scar? And before he...
Wait, you sure that had something to do with the sun?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one, there's a little story with that.
Was that the Mel Felder chick?
We don't bring that name up on the show.
That's only...
Ever.
Bob might be driving through Montgomery.
I don't want to hear from Bob. We are not, again...
That's like the nuclear option. Let's not...
My news guy used that name as blackmail, as extortion, for many years. And I'm not going through that again. The Melfelder thing. So please don't bring that name up on the show. We don't want to hear the word Melfelder ever on the show. So where were we going with this?
You were bringing something up about your arm.
Oh, the first time I went to see Dr. Heron, who's a very good dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in the room, looks at me for like 3 seconds, says, "So how long did you live in Florida?" That wasn't on the form I filled out.
Right.
You know, as a new patient. I said, "How did you know that?" He said, "Been doing this a long time, and you can tell when somebody's been in that kind of sun."
Yeah.
It just does stuff. So, anyway, I've had a couple. Fortunately, they've been no worse than that. Besides, scars, I don't know about you guys, but scars make me more exciting.
Well, I'll tell you
this.
There
are some I can't show you.
I don't want to see it.
Nor would I like to see it. I don't think anybody in the audience would like to see it.
Why don't you guys take by 60-second spot and advertise what flaming heterosexuals you are so nobody has any doubts? That's what I hear going on.
That won't work for me.
I'm just saying I don't want to see your scars that can't be seen. But Coleman, when he was a young boy, we had a trampoline, mm-hmm. and the girls were out there, and they decided it would be a good idea to put soap and water on the trampoline and take Coleman, and you know how big he is now, but he was a little bitty thing. He was like 3.
Wow.
And toss him back and forth and let him bounce in the middle. Well, one time he bounced and went off the side and hit his chin, and it just hit just right, and it busted his jaw open right where his skin is attached. And he's got this great big scar right across his chin bone, you know, from eye tooth to eye tooth on the middle. He goes, and Lauren calls me and says, "Well, we're going to take him to the emergency room and get him sewed up." And they got him sewn up and brought him back home. And a couple of weeks later, when everything was healed up, everything's fine, and he's like, "Daddy, Look here, Daddy. I got a battle scar now."
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was the coolest thing to have a scar.
Yeah.
So, but that's what dudes do. Scars mean that something terrible happened to you.
Right.
But you got over it, you overcame it, you healed up, and you're back together again.
We were just talking about 34, right?
Yeah.
When I was 34... I had some kind of a little benign cyst in my cheek, right here, where I'm pointing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go have it removed.
Oh, is it on your face?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't like ghastly. It wasn't like, you know, if I inflated my cheeks, you could see it. But not normally. But it had to come out because if something like that's something that can get, you know, weird.
Yeah.
So I went to a plastic surgeon, and he said, "We're going to cut this out so that as you age, the scar will not be visible." Can you see it?
So now it just mixes in with all your wrinkles.
It just mixes in with all the rest of the sun damage, and there's been a few wrinkles.
Can you see where I had 9 stitches on my forehead right here over this eye? Can you see it?
I feel like I'm watching.
I don't have a scar anymore.
I feel like I'm on the set of Young Frankenstein. You have spikes in your neck, too?
No, I'm keeping my collar up, Greg.
So what are you two Utes going to be discussing tonight between 6 and 7 here?
Oh, how people get all butt hurt.
Well,
they're too emotional.
What are you going to do for the other 55 minutes?
I don't know.
That's all. That's people. They just live to be butt hurt.
New breakthroughs in technology, like power production.
Huh?
Yeah, things change in the world, Greg. Pay attention.
Oh, and people get butt hurt over the new ways of producing power.
Yes, there's that, too.
That's all they want. They just want to live. That's their comfort zone, is being butt hurt perpetually.
We could talk about how, as the great philosopher Pascal, you know, Pascal's Wager?
Who?
Yeah.
He was a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins.
No, not that one.
Camilo Pascual?
No.
Oh.
Is that the one that sat with his leg out on the side? No, that was who was that, Tony Pena, that
yes.
hung his leg out?
Yeah.
I mean, we could talk about how I'm just tired of all this crap.
I love
not anything in particular, just all the crap.
Crazy-ass Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, knocks Trump for being celebrated by El Paso suspect, but the guy that did the Dayton shooting said he was voting for her. He was an extreme leftist, and I'll give CNN this scintilla of credit. They at least identified that today.
Yeah.
Stop making it political. That when I first heard about this, I cannot help the dead, but I know what's coming, and this is why people are becoming news averse, because they know this isn't going to be a tragedy in 15 minutes. It's going to be their fundraising off of it. It's going to be a call for gun control. It's a play. I can watch a rerun so many times before I get bored. This has gotten way off the deep end. Anyway, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is coming out, and I'm heading over to the pizza place. I've got guestesses to look after, so I'm looking forward to that. The pizza place is at Harrison Road and Perry Hill, less than 5 minutes from the radio station.
I may drop by after Joey's show and grab me a couple of pies to take home.
If size matters, they have...
Oh, my God.
That's one of the size.
It does matter when it comes to pizza.
It's a box that's so large you could use it as a storage container under your bed. Seriously, it's that big.
Wow.
552. Emily says it's almost the size of the table.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whopper.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
It's
you'd have like what?
Change for five. It's 553. I'm going to teach
Joey
another life lesson. Mm-hmm. Insulation is important.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The ultimate insulation is Master Foam. And you can find out about Master Foam. It goes in as liquid styrofoam, and it really seals the inside of your attic, keeps the heat, can't get through. Heat cannot get through, lowers your attic temperature to about 80. When your attic temperature is 80, your AC doesn't have to work as hard to cool the house. This is so simple that even I, who am not very technical, can understand the concept. And then if your AC doesn't have to work as hard and as long, guess what? It's going to live a longer life to rich fulfillment. Master Foam can save you huge money immediately on your electric costs. So call Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM. That's Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM. Or learn more online at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. I'll see you at the pizza place.
Yeah!
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are still pretty busy on the boulevard. Be careful around South Court Street. We also see a big jam up around Vaughn Road. And if you're between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, there's lots of folks rolling with you, so be careful. The interstates look like they have cleared up, and we're back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
mrsandman.com. Mr.
Sandman. This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We